Thank you, Danny. Hello, everyone. So good to be here once again. We're missing you guys so much. So good to be able to communicate once again, to share a little. I can't wait to be able to see you face to face, look into your eyes. I've been telling everyone that I know times will be different, but I can't wait to hug again, to look in the eyes. But it's good to know that we are not apart. We are still united. The church will never be apart. We were together forever. That's the promise that God made us. We are going through the book of Acts together for 3 weeks, the last weeks. And today I want to continue studying together with you the book of Acts. It's beautiful to understand a little. And I want to bring a little bit of context before I share what I want to share today about the book of Acts. As you know, we already said that the book of Acts were written by Luke. Luke was a doctor. Paul describes Luke as a loving doctor. Luke was with Paul until nearly the end of the ministry of Paul. He was all the time with Paul on the first missionary trip that Paul did. So Luke was this guy who was 24 hours dedicated to missions. And he wrote two books. He wrote the Gospel of Luke, and he also wrote the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. For us to understand a little bit, we had the Old Testament, and then we had a gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament, around 400 years. There was nothing written properly, and then we come with the Gospels. We have the first Gospel, the book of Matthew. Matthew was written basically to the Jewish. If you see the book of Matthew, you see a lot of quotes from the Old Testament. The book of Matthew was written to build this bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It was directed to the Jewish. And then we have the book of the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark was written towards the Romans. You see that is a book full of actions. The Romans, they were not people that wanted to think too much about philosophy and everything. They wanted to act. They were an empire. So the book of Mark, it describes actions. It's quite intense about the things that were happening. Then we have the book of Luke. Luke, as a doctor, he was written to the Greek. And Luke brings Jesus as a human God. He describes Jesus as a person full of passion, full of emotions, someone who was committed to the people. He brings particularities of Jesus. He brings Jesus as a person and also a God. And then we have the book of John, the Gospel of John, where we see Jesus being literally crowned as a God. Yes, it's the book where Jesus is describes himself as in seven stories, and he says that I am. So it's the book where Jesus is not put into a position where he's only a human, but also he is God. So it's the book that was written to the church, basically to me and you. And then we have after the Gospels, we have the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is pretty much what happened after that. Do you know, we have the fulfillment of the promise. Jesus, in all the Gospels, he showed what he did, what he was doing. They describe about the life of Jesus, and that he said that he was going to die. He was going to the cross, and he was going to heaven after that. And that happened. And so Luke, precisely, he described that. If you see the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, it finishes just by telling the story that Jesus died and he went to heaven. There was nothing else after the end of the book of Luke. And Luke starts the first chapter of the book of Acts, describing that. He says that in my first book, I wrote about the life of Jesus. I wrote about the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus said, that he was going to die, that he was going to the cross, and that he was going to heaven. There was no doubt. There was no way to prove the opposite, that he was brought back to life, and he was now with the Father. And now there was a fulfillment of another promise that they were waiting. They were waiting for the fulfillment of a second promise that Jesus said. Jesus said about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There was a promise that they were longing, they were waiting for it. And Luke starts the chapter of the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, by saying that they were waiting for the fulfillment of the promise of that Jesus Christ made, that he was given his Holy Spirit. You know, as already said, my friend Danny said a couple of weeks ago that Luke was a doctor, and indeed it's true. And it's interesting because in the past, doctors, they were not pretty much the same way they were right now. Most of the doctors in the past, they were slaves, not the slaves that we are related to, but they were servants. They were people that most of them, they were maybe war prisoners. They were servants. They were people that they had to serve others. And Luke was pretty much like this. And one of the characteristics about the doctors in the past, that they were really intelligent. They had to study. They had to learn other languages. And Luke brings the book of Acts as a history being told. If you see the book of Acts, it is called, as we know, the Acts of the Apostles. But I think it's somehow how God likes to do, because he likes to share his acts with us. He likes to make us part of what he's doing. And I would call maybe the book of Acts the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because that's what this book is telling us. It's telling us how the Holy Spirit was acting in the life of the apostles. It's the beginning of the church. And we are following all these steps to understand that the book of Acts is describing a story that started after when Jesus went to heaven. It's a story that describes the beginning of the church. So it's amazing to see, because the beginning says that the fulfillment of the promise would take us from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria until the ends of the earth. So understand something, your story, the story of your life, the story that you are sharing with your church, in church, it's written in the book of Acts, because it says about the ends of the earth. We are the ends of the earth. We are living this continuing process of the ministry of the Holy Spirit that started those days. We are living it right now. Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is still moving, and he's moving powerfully. And that's what I want to talk today. I want to study a little with you the chapter 13. We see ourselves, we see the disciples in a church of Antioch. If we see first the chapter 11, it says that this church of Antioch was the first place where the disciples were known, were called by Christians. We are Christians. We maybe your friends, they call you Christians. Maybe they call you sometimes mocking you as it was something bad. We call ourselves Christians. And the church in Antioch was the first place where the Christians were called Christians, where the disciples were called Christians. And it says that this church in Antioch, they had prophets and they had teachers. It's a church where Barnabas was part of, a church where Simeon was part of, a church where Saul, Paul, also known as Paul, was part of. And it tells a story that one day they were worshiping the Lord and the Holy Spirit started to talk. Pay attention, they were worshiping together, they were praising the Lord, they were pretty much in a Sunday service, and the Holy Spirit led it. And the Holy Spirit said, and if we see the verse 2, he says, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them." We need to understand, they were worshiping, Sunday service, and suddenly the Holy Spirit said, "I want you to get Barnabas and I want you to get Saul, also known as Paul, to set them apart, to send them for something that I have called them to be sent." God itself, through the Holy Spirit, took these two people and sent them into a mission. The Holy Spirit allowed them, the Holy Spirit was leading them into something greater, into something that was the purpose of their life too. And it describes that they went to Cyprus. They went to this island in Cyprus, and soon they got there. It says that they went to inside the synagogues, and they started to preach, and they started to share the gospel. And it still says that all the time they were led by the Holy Spirit. If you see the chapter, the verse 4 of the chapter 13, it says that the two men went on their way, led on their way by, they were sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. They didn't go because they wanted. They didn't go because they understood they had a mission. They went to Cyprus by the Holy Spirit. And when they got there, they started to proclaim the word of God. And it's interesting because it comes to a situation where a person from the government, if we may say, a proconsul, became aware that Paul, Saul, and Barnabas, they were over there. And they wanted to hear the gospel. He wanted to hear the good news of these two men that two men were bringing to share with them. But this other guy, he was part of, he used to work for Sergius Paulus, the name of the proconsul. This other guy, Elymas, he was a false prophet. He was someone trying to disturb the move of God. He was someone in a higher position. He was working for the proconsul. He was someone with a position, but he was a false prophet. He was not someone sent from God. And he was disturbing. He was not allowing. He was trying to stop the action that the Holy Spirit started in the life of Paul and Saul in that island. And it's interesting because usually who would come full of courage to someone in a higher position? And Paul and Simon and Barnabas, sorry, they went to that guy who was disturbing, he was avoiding the move of the Holy Spirit, and they said, they called him, do you know what they called him? If we see in this chapter, they said, "You are a child of the devil." How strong is that? How full of courage is that? How you need to be really guided by the Holy Spirit to say such a thing? And literally, that man was, he was stopping the move of God. And Paul said that he prayed and he said, "You're going to be blind now because you are stopping the move of God in this island." And that man became blind. Elymas became blind. He stopped seeing. And the proconsul, when he saw that, he gave his life to Jesus. Holy Spirit was moving in a powerful way. If you see, following, they were in Paphos, and after they went to another city called Perga. They went to Perga, and soon they got in Perga. It's beautiful because they also went to the synagogues, and they also went to the place where the Jewish they were, and they started to share the gospel over there. They started to lead the book of the laws. And it's beautiful because in the verse 15, it says something really powerful. It says the synagogue rulers, they saw that two men over there and they said something beautiful. They quoted this sentence. They said, "Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak." Can you understand that? The synagogue rulers, they saw Paul, they saw Barnabas, and they said, "Please, if you are led by the Holy Spirit, has a word of encouragement to say to the people, please do, please share." And it's interesting because then Paul stood up, and the following of the chapter is pretty much Paul is giving his speech at the synagogue, and a lot of things happened. People became Christians, people started to persecute them as well. But that's what the point I want to bring to you today. They were all the time, since the beginning of the church, since the beginning, they were sent from the church in Antioch to Cyprus, to those cities, to inside the synagogues. They were sent by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was guiding them. Do you understand? Right now we are on this pandemic crisis. And I've been talking a lot, I've been thinking a lot about, do you realize that there are a lot of charities, a lot of organizations doing an amazing job, doing a huge job to bring help and relief. But do you realize that the only organization on earth full of the Holy Spirit in this right moment we are living is the church? No one else. Maybe there are a lot of charities, maybe there are a lot of people doing an amazing job, and they are doing. But intentionally, only the church is full, is of the Holy Spirit, is led by the Holy Spirit. No one else has this relationship with the Holy Spirit like we do. No one else is authorized, is set apart and sent as we are. And sometimes we are those so afraid of being led by the Holy Spirit. There are so many changes happening right now. There are so many things happening right now. But you know what I want to tell you this morning? Or if you are watching another moment in another weeks ahead, I want to tell you something. You are someone led by the Holy Spirit. You are someone that the Holy Spirit took you, set you apart, and sent you for a purpose. So there's no need for you to be afraid of. This morning I want to tell you something. I was a couple of weeks ago a little bit afraid. I was a little bit worried about my future, how I'm going to maintain my family, how it's going to be work like, how it's going to be maintenance, how can I maintain my family, how I'm going to pay my bills. All those things, they are natural of our flesh to feel. But those who are worried about those things, the Bible says that they don't understand properly that they are led by the Holy Spirit. I have a friend of mine, he says that he never wants to, that's something between him and God, and he says that he doesn't want to have he doesn't want to buy his own house because he wants to be ready for the move of God all the time. He doesn't want to be located in one place because he wants to understand when the Holy Spirit tells him to move, he wants to move the other day if it's needed. He doesn't want to be so located in one place and he doesn't want to suffer to leave things behind if the Holy Spirit tells him so. Are you suffering right now because things are changing? Are you afraid because things are changing? Let me tell you something. Be afraid of only one thing: to miss the move of God. Be afraid to miss the move of the Holy Spirit in your life, because you are led by the Holy Spirit. Do you know who is moving you? Do you know who is shaking your job? Do you know who is shaking your position? Do you know who is shaking your career? The Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the only one allowed to set you apart from the place where you are and take you and send you to another place. You are not led by a virus. You are not led by anything else, but you are led by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit, the same way the Holy Spirit took Paul and Barnabas and sent them. You are being sent by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who sends you. So I want to do an exercise with you today. After you finish today, don't go to the kitchen making something to eat. I wanted to encourage you to do something. Go to the front door of your house. Do an exercise. After we finish here today, turn off your computer, your mobile, and go to the front door of your house. And look. Look to your right. Look to your left. And understand something. Maybe the only person in your street full of the Holy Spirit is you. Maybe the only person, maybe the only house, maybe the only person who knows the Holy Spirit, maybe the only person who can be led by the Holy Spirit in your entire neighborhood is you. Maybe in your family, the only person who is led by the Holy Spirit, the only person who can bring guidance is you. You understand that? The Holy Spirit wants to move. The Holy Spirit wants to, He is in charge of you. And there are things that He wants to use in your life. My friend, it's so powerful. And do you know, I believe that the Holy Spirit works remotely. Where you are right now, once again I tell you, don't be afraid to lose your job. Because you are only on your job still because there's a purpose over there. Your home is not in heaven. You are led by the Holy Spirit. So I want to do a prayer for us to finish, because that's what I believe. I believe the only person, maybe the only person in your family who can guide your family properly is you, because you are the only one full of the Holy Spirit. Maybe in your job, you are the only one full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who authorizes, is the one who makes us move. Right now, God is moving you. He's taking you to a new place. Don't worry. He will maintain you. He will sustain you. He will bring food every day into your house. So if you are sitting, I want to invite you to stand up. If you are standing up, I will invite you to lay down, to go down on your knees. If you are on your knees, I don't know, make a different move right now, because as a prophetic act to say, Holy Spirit, move me. set me, send me. I don't want to be afraid of losing my job, but I want to be afraid. If I want to fear something, I want to fear to miss the train of your Holy Spirit. I want to fear to miss the move of your Holy Spirit. Father, please. Things are going crazy outside. In this road, there are so many crazy things going on right now. And the book of Acts, it shows. The book of Acts should be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the life of the apostles. Because we don't need to be afraid. We are led by you, by the Holy Spirit. You are the one who authorizes us to keep moving, to keep pushing, to keep going further. And I know it's crazy sometimes. We struggle to feel peace on that because our nature doesn't want us to feel. And I want to pray for us. I want to pray for my friends watching this video, this live Sunday service right now. And I want to remind them, they are led by the Holy Spirit. If they are seeing their families being shaken, if they are seeing their jobs being shaken, if they are seeing their finances being shaken, may they understand that the Holy Spirit is moving among them. They are not led by anything else but by the Holy Spirit. So let them understand. Let them say, yes, we want to say, Holy Spirit, to you, yes, take us, set us apart. We don't want to be afraid of your move. If you want to move us and send us to a new place, to a new position, to a new career, to a new job, to a new city, send us. Because our home is in heaven. That's the place we are going at the end. We don't want to be afraid of you, Holy Spirit. We trust in you. This morning, once again, we trust you. In the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. It says in the end of the chapter 13 that the disciples, they were all the time full of joy and the Holy Spirit. May this be the same thing about you and me. May we be all the time full of joy and the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. He wants to send you.